This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is interesting that if Donald Trump were not distracted by everything that's been going on and really just fighting for his political life, the open borders comments in the speeches would be an extraordinarily strong way for him to finish his campaign. He would, in effect, be finishing his campaign on the issue that began his campaign. And that is open borders. Yeah. Now, what's so fascinating is he's accused Hillary Clinton of being for open borders for over a year. And the fact checkers say he's lying. She's never said that. Well, now we have evidence that she has said it. But like you said, he's talking about himself. When I think actually talking about open borders would be far more persuasive to those people, and trade would be far more persuasive to those people in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Iowa.
But look, I've always been opposed to Hillary. I've never defended Donald Trump, but here I'm going to defend him. He's right about the role the media is playing in this race. The open borders could have and should have been a front page headline, drive it for day story. But the press doesn't want to think of it like that. They don't want to look at these trade issues. It's why a lot of American workers, blue collar people feel the press doesn't relate to them when they talk about
the injustices of trade. We had it on our front page. We covered those issues.
No, this would be a driving, pulsating issue in the media. It'd be a feeding frenzy against Hillary Clinton.
If the media, we make judgments about what the big story is. He has provided
us with the
biggest
story. Newspapers have a lot of room. They only want to have one story. The press in this race has been liberated. Just as Donald Trump's now liberated, the press is too, to pass the person they don't like. And that's going to be a risky trend going forward as well, because are the reporters going to feel equally liberated on policy stories in the next administration? There's a risk here that the press becomes too much like our old pamphleteering past, where they take sides in issues. This open border statement should have been a multi-day feeding frenzy against Hillary Clinton, even with all the stuff going on against Donald Trump.
They say, well, we covered it. I mean, this is kind of the out. That's kind of like the Candy Crowley moment, you know, that the president had talked about Benghazi being a terrorist attack. And somehow, some twisted kind of logic, you know, he may have said the T word, a small T, in a statement. And they, oh, you see, and she gives them cover on that. This is what the media has done time and time again to our disservice, to the disservice of we, the people, that this government is supposed to be operating for. John Bolton, in his recent release, says the most recent email releases from Hillary's hacked server highlights a number of disconcerting facts that point to collusion between the Justice Department, the media, and Hillary's presidential campaign. Hillary's deceptive, manipulative tactics know no bounds. If you agree that Hillary's unadulterated dishonesty should disqualify her from becoming president, then listen to this. This will give you even more evidence and clear understanding of what's going on. The Justice Department conspired with Clinton's campaign. The executive agency informed a Clinton spokesman and former DOJ employee of the imminent congressional hearings on Hillary's private server. Okay? Heads up. It's coming. This is from the Justice Department. Now, the Clinton campaign tried to use one scandal to cover up another. Clinton's team attempted to use Benghazi, which resulted in the murder of four Americans, to deflect attention from her illegal private server. And I think even more so, there's other things yet to be understood in terms of illegality between the White House, Hillary Clinton, the State Department, and what happened, which includes a gun running to the Syrians that we weren't supposed to support. And you wonder where Congress's outrage is on this. Now, the media's pro-Hillary bias is now indisputable. CNN contributor and then DNC vice chair Donna Brazile shared information on the primary debate questions with Hillary's campaign ahead of the Democratic town hall. Sanders, where are your people yelling and screaming? You said it was rigged from the very start. You saw it. Your people got behind him, but now you're leaving them standing all by themselves. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. And to summarize again what John Bolton had to say, these three incidences that he points out, these three separate controversies, Justice Department conspiring with Clinton's campaign, the Clinton campaign trying to use one scandal to cover up another, and the media's pro-Hillary bias is now indisputable. He says, in all three separate controversies, Hillary employed the same strategy, lie, deny, and hide the truth to avoid responsibility for her willful deceptions. And this is now, this is, we're not even talking that she's in the Oval Office. This is as a senator and with the State Department, ladies and gentlemen, and much of America who says, you know, the majority of Americans say she can't be trusted. Okay, good observation. So the conclusion isn't that you elect her to become president of the United States. I don't know how you get there. If you can't trust her, how do you put her into the Oval Office to give us more of the same? That is beyond me, but that's for something for you to pause over the weekend and consider, because this is what's happening. You know, from the person that says she should be leading by 50 points. Why isn't she leading? Well, you're not leading by 50 points because, you know, the thumbs just cannot push that hard on the scale to prejudice this polling information. Tom Pyle is with us right now. He's the president of the American Energy Alliance, AEA, and the Institute for Energy Research. He also helps to develop the AEA's free market policy positions and implement education efforts with respect to key energy stakeholders, including policymakers, federal agency representatives, industry leaders, consumer entities, and the media. He's working hard to keep everybody honest and make sure that we have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Tom Pyle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir. Let's talk about Hillary's solar plan. I mean, she's been unveiling this, saying, look, it's, this is all about global warming. We need to be sensitive to this, and we've got to really look at, these alternative green energy opportunities here, and this is the future, and, coal is going to go by the wayside, and, solar and renewables is what it's all about. What about the cost of Hillary's solar plan?
Well,
Tom, we got a bad connection. John, let's see if we can reconnect with him and see what we can do here. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes this happens with the telephones. You get sometimes in a remote area and things break off here. But of course, we know the history of some of these solar projects that we got into. We talked about it earlier this week about what happened with Solyndra. $500 million was given of the people's money. This was all party, if you remember. President Obama was buttressing up the economy, and he took care of his cronies and invested $500 million of the people's money with Solyndra. And then on top of that, no sooner do we put the people's money in there, he allows China to come in and underbid Solyndra, basically put them out of business. And I don't understand this kind of calculus and how this works for the government, that we invest in something and we just undermine the people's investment. Anybody else, any other CEO of a company would have been fired for malfeasance. and total incompetence. But, you know, what do? We just kind of go along with it, and we see it as some sort of, it's the government's money, not the people's money. And somehow it's this nebulous, you know, kind of credit card that has nothing and no no connection to our own wallets and our own monthly budgets. But the fact of the matter is it does. But we somehow have deluded ourselves. This is the sad part about, you know, credit cards. And, you know, the I guess kind of the delusion that we have about living on credit. And this is what we do. And so when we lose money, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just one big yawn. But it's incredible. It's just ghastly what this government did and what they perpetrated on us, on we the people. And, you know, what the president and his administration did in terms of his malfeasance in handling Solyndra. That's just to name one. You know, meanwhile, we've become nearer energy independent in spite of the policies of this White House. They continue to be hypersensitive toward the environmentalists. And at what expense here? Well, Tom Pyle is back with us. Tom, let's talk about the expense of Hillary's solar plan that she's talking about.
Well, the expense is right off the top, $205 plus billion in subsidies, taxpayer funded from us taxpayers. And then on top of that, a whole bunch of other problems with respect to the reliability of the utility grid, increased cost, because these sources of energy are significantly more expensive to use and to run in our electricity markets. And so we're talking about increased costs across the board for all American families. It's a chicken in every pot, solar panel on every roof fantasy.
Right. And the thing is that at what cost? I mean, we're just talking at the very top. You're talking, you know, billions of dollars here invested. And, of course, where are you going to get that money? Where's it going to come from?
Comes from us.
Sure. You know, I mean, the taxes on the middle class, the taxes on the middle class, and she told the middle class, hey, we're going to raise the taxes for the middle class. And they're sitting there, you know, applauding it like, like a bunch of seals. You know, really, did you just hear what she said? She said she's going to tax you. You're already taxed to death. And she's going to add to this tax plan here.
Yeah. And the thing is, the Obama administration has spent hundreds and hundreds of millions, billions of dollars on these green energy schemes, and they've amounted to very little actual energy production. So the cost per unit of energy is significantly high, and the Hillary Clinton wants to basically continue these policies. She's basically said that Obama's energy plans, which I call actually poverty plans, are a good start.
Tom, how come reason doesn't prevail here to where, you know, if you want to say, look at green energy is going to be, you know, some part of our future one way or another. Maybe it's a good thing. It hasn't quite proven itself. But isn't there a way to feather, you know, and gently bring this into process? But instead, we're just throwing billions of dollars and wasting it, it seems, along the way here. Because what you suggested is what I've been asking for from day one is, where's the ROI? Anybody in business looks at an investment and says, okay, what's my return on investment? And what, we the people can't ask that question?
Well, the ROI is for the Obama donors and the Clinton donors and the folks who have pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into getting her reelected. I'm just going to be candid about that. I mean, they have basically, you see with these WikiLeaks, that these folks who are pushing these green energy plans and trying to get the government to subsidize them are talking directly with Clinton campaign officials, having fundraisers. To them, it's a pay-to-play deal, right? I mean, that's really what's going on here.
Yeah, because they know what will happen. The same thing happened with President Obama. Solyndra was all part of that pay-to-play deal. If the truth be known, you look back, as Hillary herself says, follow the money. You follow the money and realize that the people that supported Obama, which were part of the Solyndra program and company and organization, raised a lot of money. And I think Peter Schweitzer reported for those that raised bundles of money for the president, for every dollar that they raised, they got like $26,000, $27,000 ROI. So to your point, the ROI has nothing to do with we the people. It has everything to do with the crony capitalists, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I call energy, Obama's energy strategy a poverty strategy, a way to ensure that we don't grow economically and that we continue to be forced the energy choices forced right. down our throats as opposed
exactly.
to us.
Well, Tom, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Tom is president of the American Energy Alliance on Bill Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy. Hop along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. You know, social media has the ability to make careers, but also has the ability to destroy them in a flash, and we've been seeing this happen time and time again, not only just in the political landscape as we see it exposed nationally, so to speak, but this is happening to everyday Americans because, like any right, it comes with a responsibility. You know, we have the freedom to communicate and the First Amendment right to share whatever you want, but you got to be careful because with it can come a price. And our networking expert, Jenny Clark, is with us to break it down and help us understand. Jenny is of Solvability that helps small businesses in federal contracting win contracts. She does this by teaching small business owners in aerospace and defense how to develop more competitive pricing strategies and how to improve profitability. Jenny Clark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. And as I say, social media, it can be a double-edged sword, can it?
Oh, really? There's so much going on right now, and it's been amazing to see things happen just as you're out there putting stuff on social media that you... I didn't mean for that to come out that way.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't mean for it to start floating around with my friends. They're going to read it wrong. They're going to think that's what I meant, and that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just what you say. I mean, there's other people that have put stuff out there and tweeted, you know, pictures and other things that, you know, we're trying to even get our children to understand that it may seem fun and cute, but, you know, here we are with all kinds of experience, understanding that this can have a grave impact on people's reputation, though, you know, they're trained by this culture that is pretty fast and loose when it comes to, you know, some sort of moral governor or that.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. I think most people are out there either on, they're using Twitter or they're using Facebook or they're using maybe LinkedIn. I use that with a lot of professional stuff. Mm-hmm. And what I've recognized is sometimes I'll go out there and I'll read half an article and I'll hit the post-it button or the forward button and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't read the whole article. What if at the end there's some kicker that I didn't plan on?
Exactly.
And, you know, I consider myself pretty responsible. So you're right. There are people that are tweeting themselves out of a job. They're saying a little bit too much. They're being a little too open. They're not necessarily paying attention to the entire content. And they're really stirring up things they don't need to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you seeing with that, Bill?
Well, I'm seeing the exact same thing. The other thing I'm cautious about, and I have people watching on my website about, is because, you know, we want to have interactivity, is I don't want to be misrepresented. Sometimes you have people spouting their viewpoints that are rather crude, unprofessional, and disrespectful. And, you know, we're careful to, you know, to watch that. But occasionally, like you say, do some Trojan horses get through and that sort of thing? It does, because the amount of information that's out there. I mean, social media being what it is so profuse, it is so prevalent in every aspect of our lives today. And there's some people, I mean, for me, I'm, you know, I have to really force myself to get on the computer and do the social media kind of stuff. And, but there's other people that, you know, it's real easy for them. I mean, they're introvert by nature. The anonymity of social media gives them a lot of freedom. And it's almost like it's Halloween every day for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like it's given them a place to state what they say, but they're not really thinking about how it's going to come out. The thing that really makes me cringe is when somebody says, I agree with Jenny about, and it wasn't really what I meant. We
exactly.
Even had a little family blow up recently where at one comment, and it happened to be about the election, but it wasn't about the specific candidates. And, you know, but then there were long postings that I didn't expect from my other family members. And eventually what I had to do was I had to throw a joke in there to say, okay, this is enough. And then
right.
Everybody quit talking about it.
Exactly.
So it's hard to diffuse those situations. The other thing that's going on is I work with a lot of federal contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most of them are military. And I come from a Navy family. And I've got two nephews right now that are on active duty with the Navy. So I pay attention to the political environment and what's going on, and I'm trying to listen and be respectful of everybody else's views, and I know that that's what you do as well, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always trying to figure out, you know, what do we – people do want to know what you stand for.
Right.
And they do want to feel that you have integrity and trust and that you respect their views, whether you agree with them or not, and I think that's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do have to kind of choose to stay out of the debate, and right now that's exactly where I am. When I saw things get a little bit heated up, I thought, you know what, Jenny doesn't really have to get involved in this. She can mm-hmm. call her friends and talk to them, but I don't need to be posting it all over, because sometimes what I get forwarded gets forwarded with somebody else's view, mm-hmm. and I didn't agree with them at all.
Right. Well, part of the problem that we have here in today's political environment, Jenny, as you say, is it your heart that's being represented here, or is it somebody else's? And this is the challenge that we have with the political process, and what we're finding out from WikiLeaks and all this other information, as you say, in social media terms, email information that goes out there in the blogosphere, and it's out there, and then people start to pull it back, even though you may try to erase it and loot and use BleachBit. You know, it goes out there, and it can be captured. And so what's happening now, to the embarrassment of one party in particular, is that they're exposed greatly, and not only the party, but then we have the media involved. And so what it comes down to, Jenny, here, is that it's not you and me just talking and having a conversation, say, hey, what do you think about this? And, you know, kind of, you know, and through our communication, our goal is that we're advancing the conversation in such a way that we're blessed and we're better off as a result of it. In this particular case, you have the mainstream media manipulating the environment and the conversation to get you to think in ways that you wouldn't normally think.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that fair to say?
It is, because they're presenting what they want the views to be shared, and it's not necessarily balanced reporting, even though they'll use terms like that. And I'm not really sure how we figure out what people really stand for, because we've always been able to rely on the press for information, and now we're really having to think about it. But the other thing I see some benefits of is I have more information about how friends and family members and business associates and people I respect feel, and that's given me more access to information. But the other thing that's getting me is just the plain speed of it all.
Yes.
You know, whenever I sit down and take a break, just like you, I'll check Facebook or I'll look at LinkedIn or whatever, and I'm only going to spend 5 minutes there. But in 5 minutes, I could do a whole lot of damage to my reputation
exactly.
by not thinking it through. And that's the big concern I think we're talking about right now.
Right. Well, you know, again, we've really set ourselves up in a couple significant ways. We live in a politically correct environment, so you can't be honest. You can't really. And so what happens if I say something honest, because we've been in this safe zone? You know, we talk about these safe zones that are happening in colleges all across the country. Everybody's, you know, afraid to get their feelings hurt. But this is America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the way we are. Our nerves are really sensitive to the words that people have been saying, because we've been so coddled for so long. Now, all of a sudden, you got a guy like Donald Trump that just says, hey, look, we got a problem with immigration here, and we got a lot of bad people there coming in. Is that a problem? And all of a sudden, everybody's all in a wad about this deal, going, oh, my goodness, he insulted, you know, people that rape people and all this other stuff. I mean, this is just so bad. But it's, again, because we're not used to having the conversation. And so we have to mature through this politically correct zone that we've been in, that makes the truth so offensive to people. If we're really going to get this country back on track and really affect something positive, I mean, that's my whole ambition out of this whole deal. And I know yours as well, Jenny, is that with social media, as you say, it can make or break careers. And your heart is that you want a career made, not broken.
Absolutely. And I think the big question that you're asking is, how do we move this forward? How do we move past it? How do we actually make progress in our country? And that's the big...
Yeah, the other part I was going to say is we live in this microwave generation that stands in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It's just not fast enough. But it's got to go through a process, as you know. Jenny Clark, CEO of Solvability, on Bill Martinez Live.
The season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us, okay? Get involved in the good fight here. All hands on deck, and we're going to get this country back on track. Welcome. It's Bill Martinez, and 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Ed Brito is with us, author of the brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed, you know, you couldn't ask for a better endorsement than reality and what's happening in our country today.
It's really pretty amazing.
I mean, here you are. You put this out and you say, look at the politicians, the media. They're all complicit in keeping us poor minions, you know, like mushrooms in the dark here and feeding us you know what. And little did you know, actually, you did know, but you'd be at the forefront of this wave of revelation that, in fact, this is what politicians and what the media has been doing to us.
Yeah, it's very scary. You know, there are two observations that I want to make. First of all of this business about Trump being a sexual predator is clearly just an attempt to take the focus off of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hillary can't win on the issues. So the whole thing is so transparent that it's ridiculous. The second thing that bothers me is, if you listen to the video, that the famous video with Trump, what he says on that video is, when you're a star, they let you do it. They let you do anything.
Right.
So he's talking about consensual sex. He's not talking, he never says that he forced himself on anybody.
Right.
And yet, when you listen to the media, it sounds like, you know, he tried to rape these women.
Right.
But well, when it's there. Anybody can look it up. Anybody can go there. And I did. I went right on YouTube. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
It infuriates me to see how they have spun this thing out of context.
Well, it's like all of a sudden the left has become self-righteous. The left that has lauded feminism, and you hear what they how they talk about and the objectifying of women and how they use sex as a weapon against men. The games that they play, this comes from, a party that supports, women that, that pursued 50 Shades of Grey. There's been an incredible sexual revolution that has been occurring, and all of a sudden you get Donald Trump, and they've used this because they tried the race card with President Obama's birth certificate. They threw that out and it wasn't gaining traction, so that went by the wayside. So the next one is we'll play the sex card on him, and this is resonating with all these self-righteous people, including the president's wife, who welcomes these artists and singers and rap artists coming into the people's house, which is the White House, and staying overnight in the Lincoln bedroom, and she entertains them, and I don't know if she's even listen to any of their music and what they how they talk about women in their rap songs.
Well, it's also clearly it's opportunistic. I mean, they, as I said, they don't. There's no way that Hillary can win on the issues because.
Right. Well, and as you say, it's a plan, Ed. I mean, it just so happened you're going to hold on to this video, you're going to set it up, and then the next thing you're going to have is a couple of women come on, and then a couple more come on. I mean, this is an orchestrated plan, and this is what America needs to see. And as you say, we got to get out of this because we've got some serious issues to deal with, whether it's our national security, immigration, the economy, a $20 trillion in debt and growing. That's all we want to talk about, but our unfunded liability. Totals over $200 trillion in debt. These are serious issues for the 21st century America in which we live in. And oh, by the way, with all the threats surrounding us and a president that has blighted our military, what's going to happen if we're faced with another 9/11 here, Ed?
Well, I hate to think what will happen. I really, we are in a position where it looks like George Orwell's book, you remember, 1984,
looks like
his prediction is coming true.
Right.
The government is manufacturing misinformation. They want to destroy the freedom of speech. It's a very scary prospect, the things that are happening. The Democratic Party has become a sort of a totalitarian party. I never would have expected that, but Hillary wants to open the borders. Mm-hmm. If they open the borders and they have all these people come in and everybody gets amnesty, they're all going to vote the Democrat because the Democrats are giving them free stuff.
Exactly.
So if they all vote Democrat, that'll be the end of the two-party system. We'll never have another election again.
Yeah, they're giving them free stuff at our expense. This is what the Democrats do. They take our money and they use it to ingratiate themselves to secure their re-elections. That's what it comes down to, as sad as that is. They've worked the system. It's been working very effectively for them for decades, so why change it now, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are things going on right now that just absolutely terrify me. For example, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, has said that she wants to prosecute anybody that is guilty of what she calls anti-Muslim rhetoric.
Mm.
So anybody who criticizes Islam or Islamic terrorism, as I have done, could be thrown in jail. I could be thrown in jail for writing my book, In Lies We Trust. Imagine that. I could be thrown in jail just for my ideas in the United States. That's just frightening.
Well, this is what we've come down to, but Ed, while we've been sleeping, the elites have taken over, and this is why we are where we are right now. You've got an attorney general that will turn an eye on somebody who has broken the law, complicit with the FBI director, and who would have thought in our lifetime, Ed, that we would be looking at this kind of America today, where there is a clear double standard. You've got the minions of America versus the elites, and the elites are in control, but I still say, with hope, with eternal hope in my heart and all that I understand and love about this government, that it still remains a government of, for, and by we the people, which means that if we the people will stand up for the things they believe in, for a free America, then we can get this country back on track. But it's got to happen at the grassroots level. It cannot happen with a Hillary Clinton or even a Donald Trump, for that matter. It's got to be we the people. We're the ones that have to go through a refreshing, a renewing, a revival, so to speak, of our own minds and hearts and very souls to get this country back on track.
One of the points that I make in my book is that we, the American people as a whole, tend to be very gullible.
Yes.
And that has to stop. People are just not informed.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other night, and she knows absolutely nothing about any of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of most people. They don't really understand the issues. All they know is what they hear in the media, which
right.
is Donald Trump is going to grab you, or he's going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But they know nothing about terrorism, about climate change, about health care, about the racial situation. They don't understand the issues at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to vote. They don't know what they're voting for.
Mm-hmm. Well, the media has abandoned the media has abandoned their raison d'etre, Ed, as you know. They've abandoned all professional journalistic responsibilities and ideals, and they have become an operating arm for the Democratic Party. End of story. And I know that that's a broad brush to paint the media in, but that's what they've shown us time and time again. That's what WikiLeaks is informing us here. And we need the media. The people need the media to keep the government honest. That's its purpose. But they've surrendered that responsibility for the invitations to the D.C. cocktail parties and to be in the inner circle, to be able to send an email to John Podesta and say, hey, if I were you, this is what I would do with Hillary. Well, wait a minute. That's not your journalistic responsibility, is it?
Well, it's one of the first steps toward dictatorship. I hate to say it, but
well,
you know, when the press stops being a free press, as it seems to be today, that's when we have a problem. We're becoming, Mark Stein said, we're becoming like one big, vast college campus where there is an approved point of view and then a point of view that is not acceptable. And that's what's happening. The
exactly.
press is supporting that.
Well, Ed, I'm so grateful for your book. I want to encourage you to keep up the good work because we have exchanged the truth for a lie. His book is titled In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Buyers beware. This is what's happening to your America. The book is available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Edward O., thank you so much for being with us. It is 19 before the top
this
of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's travelers.com/risk index. This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Crank up the grill this football season using a do-it-all marinade to score big with family and friends. Ben Napier.
Grilling is essential at a tailgate, but stocking up on ingredients can be costly. That's why we love to use our do-it-all marinade. Just mix 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts soy sauce, and 1 part each Worcester and balsamic. Plus a dash of lemon juice, Dijon, pepper, and garlic. Drizzle it over some chicken in a bag and let it marinate in the fridge for about 4 hours.
Aaron Napier.
For our tailgating essentials, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card at wholesale clubs and grocery stores because we earn 2% cash back. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. this politically correct environment that we live in and all this stuff is going on, you know, when you have women on your mind, I guess, you know, that's an old song, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that doesn't offend you. You know, this is, I'll tell you, when you got to be so careful, is it any wonder? This is why we need Dr. Jen Mann with us. If you want to take your relationship to new heights, she's the one with the answers. And her new book, The Relationship Fix, Dr. Jen's Six-Step Guide to Improving Communication, Connection, and Intimacy. Dr. Jen, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much. Good, and I'm ready to talk about relationships, politically correct or not.
Are we a goofy society or what? With all this stuff that's going on, I mean, you know, out of the culture comes this rather confusing narrative about who we are as men and women. Is it any wonder that our relationships are so dysfunctional?
You know, look, I think overall we live in a society that is not very conducive to healthy relationships, which is part of why I wrote the book. I think between social media and, you know, the way we run our lives and the way we parent and the way we do everything, it really makes having healthy, connected relationships very challenging.
Right, exactly. Well, Dr. Jen Mann, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing her voice go, where do I hear that voice? Well, let me connect it for you just a little bit here. She's the host and therapist for VH1 Couples Therapy. It's in its sixth season, and VH1 Family Therapy. Congratulations on the show, by
the
way.
Thank you.
It is obviously needed, not only because of, I believe, the confusion of the genders, but then, boy, I'll tell you, we've gone into hyperdrive here with this recent expose and the reincarnation of past sins of our nation here.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that you got me thinking about as you were introducing me and talking about politically correct is sex. And, you know, how all of this affects how we have sex in marriage and in our intimate relationships. And, you know, it's very easy for a couple's sex life to get stale. And in order to avoid that, especially when you have been together for a really long time, and I talk about this a lot, Chapter 6 of the relationship thing, it is crucial to have open communication and to be able to ask for what you want without fear of judgment. And a lot of the things that turn us on and make for exciting sex are not politically correct. And it's important to remove that fear of judgment from the bedroom. It's also important to change it up. We tend to kind of get used to doing the same routine. We figure out what our partner, what does it for him or her, and we do the same thing over and over again, but it doesn't make for exciting sex over the years. The things that make for wonderful, healthy relationships like predictability and safety and connection don't always make for great sex. Great sex is not quite so predictable. There's a really fascinating study that looked at couples who were happy with their sex lives and those that weren't. And what they found was that both kinds of couples read books, they learned about new things, but it was only the couples that rated their sex life as being as good as it was the first 6 months that actually tried the things out. So it's important to step outside of your comfort zone and try new things.
Exactly. Well, you know, we are creative beings.
Absolutely.
At our very essence. And, you know, we love the fresh, you know, fresh ideas. And why not? Why can't it be expressed in the most intimate areas of our relationship?
I think it's really important, and part of the book is I have a sexual inventory for couples to take together, because it is so hard to talk about these things. It's almost harder to talk about it with someone we love so much because there's more on the line and more vulnerable, and we're more afraid of their judgment, you know. Too often I hear men or women say, like, oh, well, I couldn't say that to my husband, or I couldn't ask my wife to do that, but it's important to in order to keep things exciting and fresh.
Well, and that's part of the vulnerability in a relationship. I mean, you know, that is rather engaging when the other one is vulnerable. And I'm not talking 50 Shades of Grey here. I'm just talking about, you know, stuff between two people who want to get to know one another. And that knowing process is a deep sort of way, you know. It's kind of like
that. You hit on it big time.
Right? You know,
it's not just in the bedroom, but it's emotional vulnerability. You know, to share that with someone is one of the most bonding things that you can do.
Right. And what we're talking about here in the relationship fix, ladies and gentlemen, is a healthy approach, not the kind of stuff and the tawdry stuff that's being talked about, which is debasing. And it's like loud music, you know, or something. I mean, it's just cheap. That's not really what we're talking. We're talking about something that is wholesome, that advances the cause of the woman and the man and the relationship. And it heightens the whole experience and the design of what I believe God intended for relationships.
I'm with you. I agree 100%, and that, you know, that connection, that romantic, that intimate connection is an important part of a relationship where it nurtures both people.
Well, Dr. Jen, you give us 6 steps, and of course we went right to sex.
I'm talking to today did.
Hey, but you went to it before I did. I was, you know, I was going to kind of sneak up on it. You know, I'm just still getting to know you here, but you went right away. But let's go. Let's
tell you, Eric Schiffer, my boyfriend, it was his favorite chapter.
I
think it was wise of me to save it for last.
So he's been wearing out that chapter, has he?
Exactly.
Well, good for him. Well, that's good because, you know, there's something to be learned. And as you say, you know, knowledge is power. And I don't mean power in a negative way that overpowers somebody. It heightens you. And you know, if you stop learning, then, you know, how much fun are you in a relationship if you're a knucklehead?
Absolutely. Look, I have been studying relationships, and, you know, I've taken in graduate school, we have to take classes about sexual health and about the psychology of sex. For, you know, I've been a therapist for almost 3 decades now, and there's still always more that I can learn. I think that we always need to be constantly willing to grow and to try new things, both in and out of the bedroom. You know, that's what makes relationships great. When we're putting time, energy, and effort into it, too many couples get complacent. And, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that couples make in a relationship is to not tend to the relationship. There was a wonderful study that was done by a guy named M. Gary Newman, and he looked at cheating men and cheating women. And it was the largest study of cheaters that's ever been done. And what he found was quite shocking. And I started out the book talking about this study because I'm so fascinated by it. And he was shocked, too. Only 8% of the people who cheated purely for sex. Over 90% of the people who cheated, cheated because of a lack of connection, an emotional connection in the relationship, or a combination of a lack of emotional and sexual connection, which really speaks to how important it is to invest our time and our energy in our relationship, to have meaningful conversations on a day-to-day basis, to make eye contact with our partners. We spend more time looking at our screens than making eye contact with our loved ones, to have good boundaries with other people in our lives to protect our relationship and the connection.
Yeah, the connection is so critical because, you know, how can you relate? How can you understand and begin to become compassionate? And that's what people look for in a relationship is that, you know, you get me, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I talk about that in the book. We all seek to feel seen, heard, and understood. Mm-hmm. And when you can create that in your relationship, you are king.
Well, John Naismith in his book, I refer to this so often because I find it so applicable. This was written probably about 25 years ago in citing the megatrends of the, you know, the last part of the 20th century and going into the 21st century and what it would be like. He talked about the increase in technology, how the increase in technology would increase the demand for what he called high touch. So high tech, high touch. That's the translation. And today in every aspect of our culture, I see where, you know, as you say, we spend so much time staring into technology and the handheld devices and we're tweeting and social media and that.
Yep.
But that is all a substitute for the relationship connection. And
yep.
We're missing out on that. And so what is happening is whether we want to admit it or even understand what's going on is with this technology that is surrounding us, our very souls are crying out for that high touch.
Yep, I agree with
you.
And look, studies of monkeys, when they were taken very sadly from the mama monkeys, they were given the opportunity to either be fed by these wire monkeys or to go with these kind of fuzzy, cuddly monkeys. And all of these baby monkeys went to the cuddly monkeys instead of the food. And it speaks to how desperately we need contact and nurturing. We need that in a certain way even more than food.
Well, Dr. Jen, in the 70s and 80s, the cry was communication. We just don't communicate, you know.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And I'm changing the cry now to connection.
Yes. Yes, I mean, and that's all leading into it because we're not communicating, we're not connecting, but it's all that, you know, like I said, that you get me, I get you,
yep.
That I'm not invalidating
Magical.
You. I mean, this culture, again, the culture we live in, I mean, we got to consider where we are and what is influencing our worldview. And it's very harsh in some sense that it's like, you know, if you and I agree and we share each other's perspective, you're validated, and I can receive your communication. But God forbid that we don't agree, because then you're invalidated, and now you violated the first principle of communication leading to connection, and then you wonder how come you don't have any intimacy.
And look, I'm a big believer that conflict actually helps couples grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk in the relationship fix about how couples can use their conflicts and their fights to actually become stronger as a result.
Exactly. Well, that's what, you know, I agree with that. And congratulations on the book. This is going to help people a lot. The Relationship Fix, Dr. Jen's 6-step guide to improving communication, connection, and intimacy. It's what we all want. It's what we're all crying for. Dr. Jen Mann, with us on Bill Martinez Live. The book available at all the usual places, right, Dr. Jen?
Yep, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can find me on social media at Dr. Jen Mann. Two N's on Jen, two N's on Mann.
You got it, Dr. Jen Mann. Thank you so much.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible.